Now, the next two Mishnayos are tangents, nothing to do with Kriya Shema. The other stories about Rabban Gamliel. It says, Racha, you have to know that there's a halacha in the Torah called when a person loses one of their Zion Krov and one of their seven relatives, their mother, the father, sister, brother, son, daughter, or their wife, and the sister if she's a Basula, right, before she gets married. So you are obligated in certain mourning, M-O-U-R-N, mourning rites. The first one is called Aninus. An Onen is someone who's lost their relative on this day. Right? That very day, it's a Doraisa. The mitzvah of Aninus happens on the first day, and then in the nighttime, the rabbis extended it. That's the Pasha. So up till sundown or nightfall, there's the status of an Onen. After that, you're an Onen Midurabanan. That's a Pasha, so we'll explain like that. And then, once you've buried the mace, so now you're Karov, your relative, you now become what's called an Avel. You're a mourner for 7 days. Okay? Now, an Avel is the Pasha's just a rabbinic, not just, but a rabbinic, as opposed to a Doraisa framework, halachic framework. And as you know, an Avel's forbidden from washing, you know, from Tisha B'Av. I think they can't do all the things you can't do Tisha B'Av. That's what an Avel can't do, washing included. But an Onan can't wash on the day he loses mace, even midoraisa. Okay, so it says Rachat Balaila Harishin Shemeso Ishto. He went and washed. Some say hot, some say cold, some say all the body, some say not all the body. A world of discussion there. Either way, he washed not according to halacha on the first night after his wife died. So again, Amar Lo Talmidav, the students said to him, Lo Lamadatanu Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us, our rabbi? Sha'avel Asr Lirchotz, you can't do that. An Avel isn't allowed to do Rechita, to wash themselves. Amar Lehem, Eini Kishar Kol Adam, I'm not like other people. Istnis Ani, I'm an Istinus. So Istnis means delicate. That's how Rashi plays. Rashi, delicate. You know, he's a fragile kind of person, and he was very uncomfortable not washing himself. And since, as you probably know from the laws of for example, in Tisha B'Av, the Issur Rechita, the prohibition of washing yourself, has to do with like pleasuring yourself. But just to remove discomfort is permitted. You're allowed to do that. So, for example, in the 9 days, everyone knows. The 9 days, that's where it comes to halacha. You can't wash for 9 days, but everyone does anyways once they get itchy and scratchy, because you're allowed to take away discomfort. So he said, listen, the whole thing's bothering me. I had to wash myself because I'm an Istinus. I'm not like people most. I'm a fragile, you know, delicate character. The Rambam learns Istinus is from Lashon, from a related to the word cold. Like I'm cold. I'm chilled. I'm a cold person. Therefore, I need to use hot water to warm myself up. And that's how he learned it. Either way, the question is, why just the night, the first night that he lost his wife? The truth is, all 7 days Rechitza is forbidden. So most want to say the pshat is, it's telling you that the Aninus only happens, until the Mishnah teaching of Aninus, which is a Doraisa, only applies on a Torah level till the nighttime, and then it becomes rabbinic, because of course, midoraisa, if the Torah says you can't wash, then Isnus or no Isnus, you can't wash yourself, right? Just like on Yom Kippur, I don't care if you're hungry, I don't care how hungry you are, you can't eat. Right? There's no exemption for any washing a person on Yom Kippur either, unless there's a risk there to life. The status of washing Yom Kippur is a little different than eating. I've conflated the two, but they're not exactly the same. That's a slide point. We're not gonna, my bad for opening it up. Okay.